You know, I respect things that take work. I respect things that are built from the ground up. You know, I'm super specific about every detail.
I personally selected each dancer.
Every light, the material on the steps, the height of the pyramid, the shape of the pyramid, every patch was hand sewn.
Every tiny detail had an intention.
There were so many meetings with Olivier before he flew to Los Angeles so we can understand, okay, why do we want these colors? What do they represent? What is the silhouette? What is gonna look the most graphic? How do we look united? But how do we have these different characters that stand out?
Did you hear that? Beyonce, she hand-sewed every patch on the Coachella set for 2018. Can you believe it? She's just like us. She's just one of us. Hand-sewing all the patches. Of course, it's nonsense. It's all a show. That's why it's Hollywood, right? It's all a show for you to digest. And today, I am going to tell you all about it. I digested the whole thing. 2.5 hours of Beyonce at Coachella. Could it get any worse for poor Isaac? Is there two things I hate more than Coachella and Beyonce? No. I don't know. I don't know anything about Coachella. I'm sure it's fun. I'm not cool enough to go. So, thus, I will hate on it, much like I will hate on Beyonce. Because I don't like Beyonce. Some of the music and the films that I talk about on this show, I actually enjoy. Beyonce is not one of these cases. And why should it be, right? It's not for me. A middle-aged white man. It's not for me. It's for... Who's it for? I don't know. Young black women? A strong role model for young black women? Young gay black men, perhaps? I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I can tell you it's not for my demographic, and that's okay. Everyone deserves some entertainment for themselves. So I don't advise that we shut Beyonce down. I'm okay with it. I just don't like it. It's just not my thing. But today, we're going to talk about the symbolism that you can find on the new documentary titled Homecoming on Netflix. I'm going to reveal to you the truth, the true agenda of the Illuminati. Is she Illuminate confirmed? $1 million. Yes, yes, indeed. We're going to go through all the symbolism that you already know is on there. The symbolism of the goddess, the deity, deifying Beyonce as if she's a goddess walking amongst us. Her handler, Jay-Z. Occult magic and the symbolism of that, that stuff. We're going to talk about it because it's all there. If you've followed me for long enough, you've heard all of this before. But I want you to sit tight because you're going to hear some more. You're going to hear about the black hole sun, the Saturnian influence, the alchemical process for Beyonce. Because she is there for a reason, folks. There's a reason she dropped those losers from Destiny's Child to have her own way. She was the chosen one. And I wrote a little article on this on IlluminatiWatcher.com. You can check it out. I've got the images that I'm going to be talking about. There is a topic I did not cover on that article, now that I'm sort of streaming consciousness here, right? The idea that she left Destiny's Child, because so many times we see this in the music industry. We see Katy Perry, Britney Spears. These artists have these strong sort of gospel Christian backgrounds, and once they abandon that, they are rewarded. Rewarded with the MKUltra mind control breakdown, but that wasn't the promise. The promise was that they will have the fame and fortunes that they so desire should they make the Faustian bargain, the deal with the devil, sell their souls. And that's what Beyonce did, because Destiny's Child was in fact based on a Christian premise, I believe. I believe her father signed them up for this. And they always have a father that's like the handler pushing this, you know? Very strange to me. Very strange they won't just let their children live to be what they want. I don't have kids, so I don't get it. I don't like kids, so. I'm sure your kids are great, though. You know, no offense. No. I'm just too lazy for that. It looks like a lot of work. And these parents, they make their kids, it's like a money grab for them or something, or they're living through their own kids and they want them to become famous. I don't get it, but I think her father was part of this, just like Britney Spears' dad, which, by the way, if you didn't know, I'm working on a Britney Spears MK Ultra Spectacular. We're going to go through her past breakdowns and her present issues that she's got. In fact, that's going to drop real soon, so subscribe to my show. Subscribe to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast so you don't miss a show. You don't miss a single one. And if you don't like the commercials, who does, right? You can sign up for Patreon. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You get some bonus content. I've been trying to figure out how to make that bonus content recently. I think the best way forward is to have a bonus show every month for the Patreon people. What's the show for April? Not sure yet. Hell, maybe it's the Britney show. Wouldn't that be a sick burn? Anyways, why are we talking about? We're talking about Beyonce. We're here for Beyonce, right? But yeah, the whole idea is she started with Destiny's Child, which I believe was a reference to the book of Isaiah or something like that, right? A little trivia, a little homework for you. Look that up. Has something to do with, there was a biblical basis, and I guess she had like a strong, I don't know, Baptist background down there in the South, down there in the Bible Belt. But once she gave all that up, she was rewarded handsomely, wasn't she? Yes, indeed. So let's talk about the symbolism that we find on this show. Now, in the past, I've talked about her many, many times. I advise you, if you haven't seen it yet, I did a video for the Lemonade music video series that she had. It was very telling. Again, she pushed the idea of abandoning the Christian faith. She talks about plugging her vagina with pages from the Bible. I don't know. Is that sacrilegious to them? I don't know. Are you a Christian? Is that sacrilegious? I'm a Christian, but not the best one. Not one you should look to for Christian advice, let me tell you. Because I do have my issues and concerns and doubts sometimes. As one should, right? If you didn't, that would mean you're in a cult. I do think ultimately Jesus Christ is the path, though. What happens when man gets involved, though, when the church gets involved? I don't know. Do bad things happen? Do misinterpretations happen? Probably. What about the Catholic Church there? What about the Notre Dame? What's that all about? Is that God punishing the Catholics for hiding all those pedophile priests? That's pretty rotten, huh? Molesting the kids? Maybe God was spiting them. Then they raised, what was it, $600 million to fix that burned down Notre Dame real quick. Look at the Vatican. How much money they got. Do they have enough money in their coffers to pay for that? I don't know. I know I'm offending a lot of people out there. I'm very sorry. Anyways, I talked about Lemonade, right? You've seen it. If you haven't, check it out. I've got it on the website. In fact, I've added a video tab. I wanted to talk to you about this. That's right. The video tab along the top now has all of my banned YouTube videos. A lot of people wanted that. It took me a long time and I got it all together. Uploaded to Vimeo. No commercials, no ads, no nonsense. You just get on there and watch it to your heart's desire. A lot of these banned videos, I had to alter tons of videos for YouTube because, you know, they're crazy about what you can put on there. But most of the videos that were altered, I put the original ones on there. So you've got full clips. And you can thank the Patreon supporters for that. That is what paid for all that hosting. I had to pay for that. Unlike YouTube, where they allow you to do it for free, if you go to Vimeo, you can pay them and put whatever you want on there. Problem is, no one goes to Vimeo, right? That's the problem. But everyone's on YouTube still. But anyways, on my website, you can check out all his videos, including the lemonade video. Okay, there you go. I even wrote like a little mini book, a little mini ebook on Beyonce. There's so much on there. I don't want to spend all of our time together talking about past transgressions here. Let's talk about the Netflix documentary. Now, of course, the goddess symbolism is what we find on the forefront. Because if you recall, I wrote about this last year. In 2018, she went to the Coachella. And she was dressed up in the Egyptian Queen Nefertiti costume. She is the consort of Akhenaten. Who's Akhenaten? Well, that was the first Egyptian pharaoh to introduce the monotheism. Because before that, they were all pagans, multiple gods. Akhenaten was a effeminate sort of, depicted as an effeminate sort of god, deity, pharaoh, whatever you want to call him. Had big hips. Big childbearing hips. But they took him out. They killed him. And they went back to the pluralistic pagan gods. Because that's what they like, right? So Beyonce literally shows us that she is the goddess to be worshipped. Now, and every time Beyonce drops a piece of work, entertainment, because she's got, you know, the documentaries and the albums and all this other stuff that she does. The critics and the fans are just, they can't drool harder. They call her the most premier musical performer of our time. Well, I don't know about that. Because I watch this thing, because I don't really like Beyonce, but I keep having to watch it. And I watch this 2.5 hour thing on Netflix. And a lot of the, you know, I've been a hip hop fan my whole life. I recognize a lot of these beats that she's stealing. I mean, that's part of the culture, right? Is taking other beats. But I mean, she has nothing original. I mean, her most catchiest song is Who Run the World Girls, right? You know how that goes. I'm not going to try to emulate that. But she, the whole reason that song is popular because of the catchy little, there you go. I just tried it. But that was taken from Major Lazer, Pon de Flor. Look it up. It was like 2 years prior to that, her song. Or maybe it was even the same year. And in this performance, she's using Pastor Troy's We Ready, C-Murder, some of his music. I mean, the whole performance, like the best parts were stuff she took from other rappers. So, that's my whole section on hating on Beyonce. Now, let's talk about the symbolism of manifestation of energy. The rock diamond. Yes, indeed. Jay-Z. He came up with this. It was supposed to be a diamond with the hands, but it looks more like a triangle, right? Now, the triangle is the triangle of manifestation. A symbol used by occultists and ritual magicians for hundreds of years. You can see it in so many symbols that I put together on my website there for this article. You can check it out. It's the symbol for manifesting energy. That's why the ritual magicians do it. That's why they paint a circle and a triangle on the floor when trying to channel entities from another dimension. The triangle manifests the energy. Why do you think Jay-Z, just a year or two ago, tried to trademark the hand gesture as his own? Yes, indeed, it's true. That's why Beyonce did it at the Super Bowl, if you recall. It's a exchange of energy where perhaps the millions of adoring fans can focus and channel their energies right into Beyonce and Jay-Z, for that matter. Does that sound crazy? Yeah, absolutely it sounds crazy. But I'm here to tell you, it's not so crazy when you look at what these occultists believe in. That's why you see it at Coachella. Again, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and you can see the images I pulled from the screenshots. In fact, there was one that flashes by real quick, but with my all-seeing eye, I was able to find it. It's her and Jay-Z forming a union with the Rock Diamond, the Triangle Manifestation. They know the secrets of how this works, and they're showing it to you right in your face. We also see the Black Hole Sun. The Black Sun is the symbol of Saturn, the dark forces, the Saturnian elements. We've seen it in other performances, like in the 2018 Billboard Music Awards with Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato. They did it. Big Sean on the cover of Complex magazine. He did it. Why are they doing this? Why do they show us this symbol over and over? It's the alchemical journey. It's the journey of the planets, as it were, for these gods and goddesses. It's manifesting a new reality. It is the first step in the alchemical process as the Black Sun. Because ultimately they want to achieve the rising phoenix, the enlightenment, the immortality, the philosopher's stone, making gold out of lead, the black and the lead and Saturn and the Black Sun. These are all the same thing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing a lot, right? Like, there's some occultists that you could split hairs on this and say, well, it means a little different, something a little different. But I'm just telling you on the 20,000 foot level here. That's what it means. It's the alchemical process. The idea that Beyonce is enlightened and she is on her way to deification. I mean, she's already there, right? All of these celebrities are the modern day gods and goddesses. It's true. Now, I played a little clip for you at the beginning of this show. I'll play it again here real quick. But Beyonce flat out tells you that there was intention behind all of these symbols that they used on the show.
You know, I respect things that take work. I respect things that are built from the ground up. You know, I'm super specific about every detail. I personally selected each dancer, every light, the material on the steps, the height of the pyramid, the shape of the pyramid, every patch was hand sewn. Every tiny detail had an intention. There were so many meetings with Olivier before he flew to Los Angeles so we can understand, okay, why do we want these colors? What do they represent? What is the silhouette? What is gonna look the most graphic? How do we look united? But how do we have these different characters that stand out?
In fact, she confirms that the pyramid that you see on the set was done on purpose. And not so ironically, you later see her at the apex of the pyramid, which is where traditionally you see the all-seeing eye, like on the back of the dollar bill. And she's got the 666 hands. Now, the 666 hands, they could represent the womb of the Illuminati, as some claim. That's why you see people placing it over their all-seeing eye. Right? The all-seeing eye at the apex of the pyramid is the same thing you're looking at right here. Some also say that it represents the yoni, the feminine energy, the goddess energy, which is precisely what Beyonce gives us here in this performance. She is the Nefertiti, the goddess. Furthermore, she harkens upon ancient Egypt, which was a culture that used ritual magic, supposedly, right? They had all these secret mystery schools, Thoth. All these New Age concepts always go back to ancient Egypt. And the powers of magic. That's why she is referenced as bee, the beehive. Because the bee is a symbol for magic. It's on a lot of the Freemasonic artwork. If you've ever stepped foot in Utah, you see the bee all over the place. Deseret Industries. The flag for Utah has the bee on it. The beehive. Because there's a lot of connections between Freemasonry and the LDS Mormon Church. It's all related here. So there you have it. That was it. That was the whole show. Beyonce is in fact in the Illuminati. That's what I'm saying here. What do you think about that? Do you think it's crazy? Do you think it's crazy that they would focus so much energy on the symbols and the symbolism behind this show? She flat out tells us that. And then you see the manifestation triangle. You see the deification ideas. You see the process of alchemy. All of the things we've seen so many times from so many artists in the entertainment industry. And Beyonce drops an album on the same day. All of these things are lining up. You know, Aleister Crowley said he was going to usher in the Aeon of Horus, the age of child god worship, an age of new gods that would not be priests and priestesses. And here we have it, Beyonce as the new goddess. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Tell me what you think. Leave the reviews on the iTunes. I've been looking at them. I've been reading all of them. What do you think about this? What do you think about this show? What do you think about Beyonce? You think it's true? I do. And subscribe to the show because I've got a lot more to talk to you about, including Britney Spears. She's gone crazy. She said, "You drive me crazy," and well, we did. All right, well, thank you for your time, and as always, stay woke.